join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, from Miami and boating to Tampa, here we go. As Mary and I turn our attention to Florida's third most populated city, located in the 27th state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1845 and known as the Sunshine State, as it's time for Destination Spotlight number 61 in our series. And that also means a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Whether it's the Platinum Collection that we travel with, the MaxLite series that Rudy enjoys, or something from their other collections, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip is quality luggage, and you'll do none better than Travel Pro.
You know, every traveler needs a companion, and Travel Pro is the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers as they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. If you're in the market for new luggage, maybe you're looking for that perfect gift, look no further than Travel Pro Luggage. You can check them out at TravelPro.com for all their offerings and specials, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Now let's welcome in Santiago Carrada, CEO of Visit Tampa Bay, who's waiting for us on that show hotline.
Hello, Santiago. Thanks for taking a little time to talk Tampa with us for our Destination Spotlight today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.
So listen, I'm a Yankees fan, and Tampa, that means it's near and dear to me with spring training starting and being the home for the Yankees for spring training baseball. But last week we saw the Super Bowl down in Miami, and next year on February 7th, your city's going to be hosting it. So I'm sure a lot of preparations are already underway. And if I'm correct, it's the fifth time that Tampa's hosting the Super Bowl next year, yes?
Super excited, fifth time, so we've had some practice at it, but the city has evolved in such a nice way that there's always something new for the teams that are coming to town, the fans that are watching on TV, or the millions that come to town to take part in the Super Bowl atmosphere. So again, super excited. We're kind of all hands at putting it on, but the city continues to change around us, and that's a great thing because every time we welcome back a Super Bowl here, there's something new and exciting to share.
Sounds exciting for sure. So, Santiago, we've always associated Tampa with absolutely, I mean, just even talking about it, I can't even get the words out, the bay. It's absolutely beautiful, and the Gulf waters and the Riverwalk. Are those some of your biggest draws to the area, or is it something else?
You know, those have become a big draw for us. Believe it or not, we have no recreational beaches on the Tampa side. So we do take very seriously the interaction of the water with people or people with water. So we've developed this incredible Riverwalk that's become one of our main draws. But again, we have art, we have culture, we have history. We're centrally located, so everything around us is very conveniently accessed. You know, if you want to go over to Orlando, that's a short ride. If you're going down to Miami, that's a short ride. But again, this Riverwalk, where now people can get out and interact with the water either through paddle boarding or water biking or on your own little electric water boat, pirate water taxi. I mean, it's really, really an attractive asset for us. And again, we'll be one of the main campuses for the Super Bowl. All the Super Bowl activities will occur in and around the river downtown. But yeah, we've got great art, great culture, great history, great dining, sophisticated, safe, clean destination to visit.
Yeah. Well, something else that you have, listen, I mean, you've got a great airport. Probably it's the best in Florida, but something I want to talk to you about right now is, you know, whenever I think about state fairs, I generally associate them with summer, but 2 days ago, and running now through February 17th, the Florida State Fair is going on in Tampa. I'm told you're going to attract, you know, over 500,000 people. There are over 90 rides to enjoy, plus all those agricultural events and food vendors and more. So what's the big attraction at the Florida State Fair? Mary and I have not been to that. You know, what are you best known for?
Well, you really have to come. I mean, it's a phenomenal event, very large fair. You mentioned the agricultural side, but again, there's the entertainment side of it all. And if you really want to have some interesting food, there's a donut burger you can't miss out on.
A donut burger. So that's what you're known for, some other. Okay,
all right.
There we go, folks.
So I want to go back to something that you just mentioned earlier, that you're not that far from Orlando. And this is very true. When we come to Florida, we've stayed in Tampa many times. And I think that, you know, you're not far from Sarasota. You're about an hour south. Even Fort Myers is only 2 hours by car down I-75.
Yeah, but Orlando is like an hour
Orlando
and 15 hours,
really,
20 minutes.
It's a nice place for families to sort of set themselves and take trips. Do you find that a lot of visitors come to Tampa and then they're able to kind of get out and take a day trip someplace else?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And I think it goes both ways. You know, if you're going over to Orlando and, you know, you're theme parked out and you want a slower pace and you want to come over to, again, a city that's very family friendly, that has lots of assets. You know, we've got the great beaches of St. Pete Clearwater right across the bridge. So if you're, you know, already theme parked out and you're stimulated way beyond what you can handle, you come over here and you can relax. And the same thing, if you've come over here and you've had a few relaxing days and you want to get your blood pressure pumping, you go to Orlando. So again, the central location of Tampa is just phenomenal for anyone wanting to come and enjoy Florida's most. Tampa has Florida's most great things in Florida in really one location.
And you do have a lot. I mean, Busch Gardens is there. Yeah. Legoland's not far away. All right, so last question for us. We've only got maybe about 30 seconds for you on this. Give us one fact or something you find surprising about Tampa you think will entice our listeners across the country to come visit.
Well, we got two. The longest uninterrupted sidewalk in the world that runs along the bay, and the oldest, largest Spanish restaurant in the country, the Columbia Restaurant.
Two things. Listen,
okay,
you fit those in.
Two things I did not
Santiago,
know.
That's
Look at that.
So, all right. Longest Can you walk sidewalk. On the sidewalk, though, to the restaurant? That's what I want to know.
Not
okay.
that one.
All right. Okay. Well, that's fine. No problem. Listen, Santiago, very nice to speak with you today. We really appreciate that. Folks, if you want to find out more, go enjoy it. It's just visittampabay.com. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
All right, Tampa Bay.
So who knew? Longest uninterrupted sidewalk in the world?
I think it's a Guinness World Record.
Yeah, that's very cool.
It's in the old Tampa Bay section.
Learn something new.
So
fun.
There you are. We'll get a little exercise as well. Folks, you can find all of the places we're covering on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. And that's going to do it for hour one of the program this week. We still have another new hour straight ahead. After these messages, Mary and I and Rudy will be back. And, of course, we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.